Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've got an event coming up next week that may be of interest to several folks out there. The 5th Annual Western Iowa No-Till Demonstration Field Day is scheduled for next Tuesday, the 12th of June. It will be held at the Carstens 1880 Farmstead, right off I-80, exit 34, just south of Shelby, Iowa. Follow the signs if you haven't been there before. We've got a great day planned for you with lots of information for folks, whether you have a completely no-till operation or just looking for different strategies you can incorporate around the farm to manage your soil fertility and soil structure. We have a great program starting out with registration at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll also have multiple vendors and displays from supporting agribusinesses around. We always have lots of the latest equipment and tractors, planters, etc. like that around for folks to look at and talk to the individual vendors. At 9 o'clock, we'll get started with our program. We've got Sarah Carlson from the Progressive Farmers of Iowa coming to talk about cover crop management. And we've got Steve Kilpack, a local farmer, coming to talk about planter adjustments and how to manage those in heavy residue areas. We'll have a marketing update from Elaine Cubb, a market analyst who's frequently featured on Market to Market. And at lunch, we will serve free lunch for all in attendance, including some steak sandwiches grilled up for you by the Harrison County beef producers. We'll be serving lunch around 11:30, and then at noon, we'll have Paul Yassa from the UNL Extension Engineering Department talking to us about strategies for successful long-term no-till, whether that be corn-bean rotation or corn-on-corn no-till, some of the challenges that you may face, and some strategies to overcome those challenges. Bryce Anderson from DTN will be giving us a weather outlook at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we'll wrap up the main part of the day. And then beginning at 1:40 till about 2:30, we'll have a supplemental discussion and presentation on aerial application of cover crops for anybody who may be interested in that. If you are a certified crop advisor, the day is worth 4 hours of CCA continuing education credits, and those are free. We've got a great day planned with a lot of variety. If you are interested in attending, pre-registration is not required, but we would like to know if you're planning on coming. You can register in a couple different ways. The Cass County Extension Office has registration brochures available for you to pick up. And again, the day is free. There's no cost to register. But if you'd like to get a free lunch, we'd like to know you're coming. Although, again, that's not required, just requested. So if you want to stop by the Cass County Extension Office or visit us online, you can get the registration information there. You can also give the Harrison County Extension Office in Logan a call at 888-644-2105 to register. And again, all that information is on the Cass County Extension website for the 2012 Western Iowa No-Till Demonstration Field Day coming up next Tuesday, the 12th of June. Now, as you've been out and about in your garden this week, you may have noticed that many strawberries are in bloom. Gardeners from large gardens to small gardens usually can find room to make room for strawberries, but a few growing challenges present themselves every year. One question we always get is how to control weeds in the strawberry patch. And of course, you want to make sure you do that because weeds take up the nutrient and sunlight that the strawberries need to grow, as well as, especially this year, weeds will take water away from your strawberries. And they also reduce air circulation, which may increase your chances of fungal diseases and molds. Cultivation, hand pulling, and mulching are usually the most practical weed control methods for home gardeners with strawberries. And again, cultivation and mulching can be done between the rows, so cultivate shallow, but cultivate often. And you can apply a clean, weed-free straw or other organic material as mulch between plant rows. There are no herbicides that are recommended for use on home strawberry plantings, as most of them are broadleaf and would damage the strawberries as well. Another common question is strawberries in the garden covered with a gray velvety mold. You want to make sure to avoid this by not fertilizing your June-bearing strawberries in the spring, controlling weeds, mulching to keep the berries off the ground. Irrigate during dry weather, but do so in the morning, as this will help the plants dry out more quickly if they're irrigated in the morning. Also, make sure you clean pick your strawberry planting. Harvest the berries frequently, pick them as soon as they are ripe, and handle them carefully to avoid bruising the fruit. You also want to immediately refrigerate them, but don't wash them after they're picked until right before you eat them. And finally, if you're wondering why your strawberries have a slightly bitter taste, it may be something to do with the weather. When the weather is extremely hot or dry, strawberries may have a slightly bitter taste. For more questions about yard and garden farming, or for more information on the no-till field day, give us a call at the Extension office, 243-1132, or stop in and say hi anytime. From the Cass County Extension office, I'm Kate Olson.